Now this is a dictation for Sue, S-U-E, Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D. April 2951, addresses a letter to Dr. McLaughlin, M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, 224-2065. Dear Dr. McLaughlin, a follow-up for Mrs. Schmidt, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in December, offered her an in-person visit. She declined and she did a video conference, phone, followed with cardiology in Lansing. Things appear to be stable, has chronic dyspnea, but denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, no oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Family members, husband and son, helps. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Notice the lisinopril, HCTC, beta blockers. Anticoagulated Coumadin for AFib, short long-acting insulin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight at home 220, blood pressure 113/84. She sounds alert, oriented times 3, attentive, full speech without... She's able to speak in full sentences without severe respiratory distress and no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from May, electrolyte acid base normal, creatinine baseline 1.16, GFR 50 stage 3, a normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next paragraph, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating ACE inhibitor diuretics. Next number, history of thyroid cancer and surgery and replacement. Next paragraph. Urine shows no activity for protein or blood. Next paragraph, prior hemoglobin, no anemia. Next paragraph, all other chemistries are stable. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.